It's Wednesday night, time for our weekly Fargo Forest Coaches Conversation. For the first time, we're having the associate head coach of the Fargo Forest for this season, and Jimmy Mullen on the show. Coach, you guys just wrapped up your first weekend worth of games over at that Fall Classic in Pennsylvania. How are you doing this morning, and what were the experiences like of going to that Fall Classic in that neutral site?
Well, yeah, no, actually, I mean, it's awesome being back in the rink. I think the guys are still in that hungry stage of just getting better every single day. But as far as coming back with two wins under a belt, it makes the mornings a lot easier. The moons are good and had a really good skills practice yesterday. So, yeah, no, I think we took a lot away from the weekend. I mean, we found ways to win. We found ways to have guys step up in big times. But all the while, it was pretty exciting and obviously getting back to work here today.
When you look at those two matchups, the first one was an absolute dogfight against the National Development team. You guys go to overtime at Goose Eggs. You end up with Zach Zimmerman, the state champion Moorhead Spud. Forward gets that goal. You guys edge out a really tight one against Madison on Sunday as well. I know in the preseason we talk a lot about, well, hey, you guys rack up a ton of goals, and sometimes you're playing against younger, more inexperienced goaltenders, maybe guys that are going back to the high school varsity level. I mean, for that opening weekend, what's that say about the goaltenders that you guys had and then also the offense being able to not only prevent goals but also be able to find the back of the net?
Yeah, I think obviously it's it was a weekend where everybody had to step up. I mean, talking about the U.S. national team, you brought it up. Like, I mean, we scored essentially at the last second that you could play of any game time in hockey, right? So I don't know if there was less than 20 seconds left on the clock. But, I mean, that USA team is coached really well. We had to have guys really step up. And Zach Zimmerman, a guy that finds a way at every part of his career, finds a way to get in the back of the net. But you have to give huge credit to A.J. White, who faced a lot of adversity, especially in that first period where he kind of got us back on the rails. And then Lindbergh against his old team. And obviously I coached with that same staff for 2 years at the national program, so I know how well coached they are. And it was a playoff-like environment. And I think when you have guys that step up and dial it in, I mean, it was really fun to come away with the win on that one. And as far as the next ones considered, I mean, Madison, again, coached extremely well by their staff. Guy played in the NHL for a while there. And as far as, like, we kind of got shell-shocked in the beginning. I mean, coming off of a very emotional overtime walk-off win, and then they put three on us right away before we could even, like, finish our first coffee. And then our guys had to either take one step in the right direction or we could have gone in the wrong direction. But I think it shows the resiliency. I mean, Lendak shut the door for the last two periods. We had guys like Graham Jones step up. We had guys like on the back end with Lindbergh and McCrade and Lofgren and Cherney, and you could go down the whole thing. I could name the whole roster, but guys stepped up in big times. And as far as we, as the staff is considered, they're two very gutsy wins in the very early in the season, and hopefully we can keep building off of that.
Coach, when you normally go to this showcase each year, it's good if you can get 2 points. It's really good if you can get three, but you guys took all 4 points. Now, I realize that this is a showcase, kind of a different environment for the guys, getting used to each other, obviously, as the season starts out, and it's kind of a different schedule than you would normally have on a normal weekend. How big are those first two wins to kind of maybe not necessarily set the tone for the entire year, because it's a long season? We got another 60 games or so to go. But how important is setting a good tone over there in Pittsburgh to get the season started?
No, that's a great question. I think when you can start off with two wins, and I mean, just like every coach will say, like, I don't think we played our best hockey top to bottom. Like, offensively, I think our team has a lot more to give. And I think the routine, we were out of routine in terms of, like, I mean, we had an 11:30 start, we had a 4:30 start, and like, there's no built-in excuses because we're playing the same team with that. But I think coming away with two wins allows your skill guys to not grip their stick the next game. It allows your goal goaltending to settle in and say, okay, I got the first one out of my way. Let's play hockey. It gives our special teams a chance to impact the game on both sides of the puck, putting the puck in the net and obviously stopping it. So I think two wins does a lot more than points. It actually, I think, allows everybody to take a deep breath. I mean, we left the circus with 4 points, and as you said, it's a lot better than 3-2, 1-0. So we're very excited about that.
Now, Coach, when we look at the season, obviously a couple things I want to kind of do here. Obviously, we got into talking about the season opener, how that went for you. But this is our first chance to interview you here on our weekly coaches segment. So obviously, James and I had a chance to talk to you at your introductory press conference. But can you tell the fans out there a little bit about yourself, kind of your coaching journey to get here to Fargo, and then, of course, what it means to be here in Fargo for you?
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. It's obviously nice to be back. I mean, for those that, I guess, don't know, I played here in 2010-11. I believe it was the third year that the Fargo Force were born. So it's funny. I'm standing in the same spot where I used to have my pregame meal and before I started to get ready. So it's kind of nostalgic for me to come back and be a part of something that I was so passionate about when I was here. But I played for a while. I had 3 ACL surgeries, and I never really got to the chance to show the world, like, as a hockey player, what I could be. So I got into coaching, and I'm very luckily, like, I started out in youth and, like, just to see if I love it. I was had a chance to be in Columbus for the Ohio Blue Jackets, and it's an amazing spot. And then from there, I was able to be with the U.S. National Program for a few years, and I got a chance to go to Merrimack College in the Hockey East. And I've worn a ton of hats over the last few years, and when the opportunity for Fargo to come and work with Coach Skinner and at the time, like, just be a part of, like, the John Crum and be a part of Katie Merrick and, like, Dorian Nelson, like, a lot of people that I credited, the why I came here is just the professionalism from top to bottom is essentially why I'm here. Mm-hmm. And with Matt Cullen being a part of the ownership group and, like, helping develop coaches and helping develop players, like, the whole world here in Fargo is development. And, and I think I can get behind that. That's something I'm super passionate about. Like, I just left the house this morning and I'm humming tunes with my 2-year-old, and my wife's like, I think you got your spark back, because college hockey, I love it. It was amazing to be a part of it, but that is essentially 28 hours a day in a 24-hour clock that you're babysitting every recruit, every player. You're on the road 99,000% of the time. So I'm back where I belong in the development path for the next however long as Fargo will keep me, and I'm excited to be here.
Well, and the thing I'm most disappointed about, Coach, and I'm telling you this because we never got a chance to do it, but obviously here on this show, we've got James, myself as Jace, and when you first got here, we had you were the second coach, Jimmy. We had Jimmy Spratt, Jimmy Moans, we had Jackson Keene, and I had this whole idea for a brilliant sketch to do to introduce ourselves to each other, where we had Jimmy, James, James, Jimmy, Jimmy, James, James, Jimmy, James, Jackson, Jackson, James, and then we did the same thing with myself. We never got a chance to do that.
I can't believe he spit that out so cleanly.
Well, to be honest, neither can I. But my question, Coach, is the fact that those guys moved on. They went to and are experiencing some college coaching like you've done in the past. You've got a couple more coaches that have come in. How has the new coaching staff gelled? Because a lot of times we talk about, you know, in junior league hockey, how there's a lot of turnover from year to year because players move on. They either go to maybe a different league, a different team. They head off to college, etc. But you guys got a really new coaching staff. You got yourself and 2 other coaches that are brand new coaches. You got a director of scouting there as well. How is the new staff kind of gelling together as you head into the season here at the start of the 25-26 USHL season?
Well, first off, like, huge credit to Jackson and Jimmy. Like, they're both doing what all the coaches want, right? They want to move up, move on, get different experiences. And they made my life easier getting here for the couple months that I was kind of associated with them. And then with Hank and Hampus and Carson, like, it's awesome getting to know them. But, like, essentially, like, it's only as easy as, like, Skins makes it for us. And I think, like, he's so organized and he's so dialed and he has a vision. I think the easiest thing for us is to see the vision, believe in the vision, and then obviously go out and execute a plan. So for us, like, it's been very seamless. But then also you talk about our schedule. Like, we were in Sioux City for a few days, then we were in Pittsburgh for a few days, and lo and behold, you get a chance to meet, have fun, get outside the rink, laugh, start building that camaraderie. And I think as far as hockey's concerned, I think the culture is somebody comes into your locker room, now they're family. Like, you don't need to know anybody for more than 5 minutes to start making jokes and having fun. And now, like I, so as far as our staff and everything is considered, I smile every day and my cheekbones hurt every time I leave. But at the end of the day, like, when it's hockey time, we're all in, and it's been a really good, really good start to the season for all of us.
Yeah, I mean, James and I have been lucky enough to have these conversations with coaches with the Fargo Forest, coaches with Minnesota State Moorhead across the river we're highly involved in. We feel like a lot of times we're an extension of those organizations, being able to promote you guys, talk to you guys, obviously attend games, et cetera. When it comes to being here in Fargo then, you've got a pass here. You're in this position now. And you got here in June. You were telling us off the air it's been about 3 months or so since we've had a chance to talk with you. I'm drawing a blank right off the top of my head as far as when the draft was, but were you highly involved in that draft? Because obviously I had a chance to ask Coach Skinner last week, because last year when he came in, he kind of took over a program that was set up by Coach Oliver, who's moved on to University of Wisconsin. And I had asked him about having his fingerprints all over this roster than in past years. So, in regarding your obviously input, et cetera, were you highly involved in the draft process and obviously putting together a roster here in Fargo?
I was a part of absolutely 0% of that. So it's honestly, it's kind of nice because I got a chance to come in and just get to know the kids. And I, again, like, that's where I was able to be a part of Skins' vision, right? So that's where coming in, it was him and Kerry. And I know Jackson was a huge part of that phase two draft. And obviously Jimmy Spratt was a part of it too. So, like, a lot of the people, just like when I'm leaving Merrimack, like, a lot of the recruiting and all that stuff that went in, everyone's just like, are you excited? I was like, yeah, I'm like, it's part of my resume for Merrimack, just like it is for Jackson, just like it is for Jim, just like it is for Skins and Kerry, right? But they're obviously still on board. So it's been fun because I think A, they did a heck of a job. B, we're very excited for what we have. And for me, like, it's fun because I get to kind of learn for a full year, like, being a part of the national team, like, that scouting staff, like, the coach's coach, which is amazing. But now I get to kind of learn the ins and outs of the business side. Obviously, I've done recruiting before for college, but it's just a little bit different of an animal, understanding the overagers, understanding the imports, understanding what you're filling and talking with colleges. Are the kids coming in? Are they leaving? And it's not as fluid as you would think as far as college is concerned, because you're dictating everything. But here, it's a big puzzle piece that I think Skinner and Eads and Hampus and everybody, they're teaching me every single day.
I know early on in the conversation, asked a bit about the team's performance the opening weekend, and you were kind of talking back and forth the last few minutes with Jace about coming back to the community and being able to integrate back into the force. But I know a couple months ago during that press conference with you, there were some emotions that came out that were expressed about coming back to the Fargo-Moorhead community, being a part of this franchise again, now in a coaching capacity. I'm just really curious, when you were coaching in that Fall Classic last weekend, or maybe it's just this week when you're sitting at the rink waiting for the guys for practice or anything else in between, has it really started to settle in yet? And what has the emotions been like now that it's officially official, you're on the coaching staff and you've coached a couple of games?
For sure. Well, I mean, the emotions that you probably heard from the press conference was like somebody who was just grateful and excited to be here. But as far as I played with Nick Oliver here. I played with Chad Demers here, and they're two of my closest friends that I've kept in touch with for a long time, right? And I think when you think of just Chad in general and what he went through, what his family's gone through, and how much he meant to this team and the community and what a positive influence he was, like, it kind of humbles you a little bit to realize I'm coaching a kid's game, I'm having fun, and I'm back in a building that I could literally tell you 1,000 memories and then 1,000 that you're not even allowed to say on the air, which is like which is like, it's just funny. Like you're a teenager growing up, and now I'm, like I said before, I'm literally sitting in the same spot. I would have my Subway sandwich while a youth game was going on before they would cut the ice, before I'd go out for warmups. And like, so it's fun for me because I could put myself back in 19-year-old me, but still understand that there's so many people here that have influenced my life and have kept me in the loop with Fargo. And I mean, my billet family, like, had me and my daughter and my wife over for dinner the other day. So it's kind of full circle. So the emotions and everything, like, I'm settling in. It's now like the nostalgia is kind of, it's not like I'm in game mode. I'm excited. And there's no more tears right now. It's more, mm-hmm. Let's get after it and let's go.
Well, you know, Coach, I personally, I've experienced the same thing. I mean, last year prior to meeting you, I had a health, not just a scare, a big health episode that I'll tell you about off the air sometime. But during that and coming back and meeting these little small milestones is what I've noticed this fall as we get James and I got back into broadcasting football. This, you know, this time last year, I might not have been doing X, Y, or Z, and now I'm back doing it. And so when you look at that and that kind of an emotional part of you as a being, do you ever get emotional? Because you've been in coaching for a while now, but do you get kind of emotional or sentimental when you really think about the fact that you're impacting these young players' lives? Because there's so many times in our lives we've had a coach, or maybe it's a teacher or a professor when we go to college, and they have a huge impact on your life, and you're having a huge impact on these players' lives, trying to make them better players, better people, etc. So does that, when you look at that, and I haven't really asked a lot of the Fargo Forest coaches this, but does that kind of strike you at times as like, wow, I'm so lucky to be able to do this and impact this young player's life going forward from here during his time in Fargo?
100%. I mean, honestly, I think the world of college hockey got into a business. I got into college hockey to be a part of the development, which is why I think I was so excited about this job, because at the end of the day, like, I got an email yesterday. We traveled back from Pittsburgh. There was a youth hockey team that went into a LIDS at the airport. And long story short, like, the LIDS manager said that if they did a certain amount of push-ups in a certain amount of time with their group, they'll get a free hat. And I got an email, didn't even know the story. Three of our guys hopped in there, helped the kids reach their quota, and then their head coach texted me saying that they're going to use that as their game hat for the rest of the year. And like, for me, like, yes, we won two hockey games, but like, the fact that our kids weren't too cool for school, the fact that our kids had the humility to go in and make a 15-year-old's day because they want to be them someday, like, that's the kind of stuff that we leave the rink saying, you know what, I'm not only producing guys that are going to have a banner in the rink someday wearing an NHL logo, we also develop guys that can go out in the community and make somebody smile and hold a door and clean up after themselves, because that's the part of hockey that I think doesn't show up on the score sheet. So you're 100% right. The sentimental piece of development is something that I'm super passionate about. And as far as your health scare and everything like that, I'm sorry that you went back to that, but we're happy to have you, and I'm excited that we're going to be able to share these times.
Absolutely. And then also when you think about it, you know, sometimes you have things that happen in life, and obviously being able to be a part of a team and develop those young men, and as those ones that helped out with the kids doing the push-ups, I think that in my time, at least as a sports fan and watching interviews of athletes, it always seems like the hockey players are the best at speaking in front of a camera, relating to the reporter, relating to the public. And I think that's part of it, goes all the way back into juniors here, where you guys are putting them out in the community, have them do community things. And I really think that keeps a lot of these hockey players really grounded. Not saying that other athletes aren't the same way. We've met a lot of great ones over at Minnesota State Moorhead, but it really seems like that focus on being out in the community and being able to conduct interviews is a really great thing that they do, starting all the way in junior levels and probably even lower than that, right?
100%. And you know what, like, and a huge credit to the Force presidents and everything too. I mean, I think that's the culture that's being built here. And, you know, I don't want to speak like there's different places that believe in different things, but I think like there's like a no ego attached like around here, that there's no job that the coach shouldn't do. There's no community service event that we shouldn't be a part of. I just think, to your point, like, I can't speak of other places, but I do know that obviously hockey culture is great, but I do know that what we have here is pretty special.
Awesome. Well, hey, Coach, thank you for a few minutes of your time. We might have went just a little bit over what the target was, but that's just because you're great at I mean, it was a great conversation with you. So we really do.
You're great, Jimmy.
Yeah, you're awesome. Oh, golly. You can tell. I might need another cup of coffee here this morning. But thanks for a few minutes of time, and we're looking forward to seeing you at the rink and continuing these conversations throughout the season.
Well, I appreciate it. And if you guys ever just want to be my hype people, you can just follow me around and hype me up all day, because now I'm jacked up too. So
there you go. Anytime, Coach, anytime.